News.
Now. WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Tributes are pouring in after the death of one of Virginia's most prominent state lawmakers.
Charles Colgan, the longest-serving member of the Virginia Senate, passed away Tuesday at a hospice center at the age of 90. He was elected to the Senate back in 1975, retiring last January. He previously served as a Prince William County supervisor. Senator Mark Warner said on Twitter, quote, Chuck Colgan was a true public servant, and his loss will be felt throughout Virginia. Governor Terry McAuliffe said that Colgan's bipartisan approach should serve as an example to all in the Virginia Senate. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The sudden death of the Montgomery County health officer has left officials stunned. Dr. Alder Tillman died yesterday morning after 13 years as Montgomery County's chief health official. The cause of Tillman's death not disclosed. She was 67. President Obama goes to the Capitol today to encourage Democrats in the fight against Republican attempts to repeal Obamacare, but it'll be an uphill battle, as correspondent Phil Mattingly tells us.
There's one thing you know for sure that will unify House Republicans, Senate Republicans, heck, all Republicans. It's the looming battle of Obamacare, and it is a fight that has started now and will be headlined by two high-stakes visits today.
In addition to that visit to the Hill by President Obama, Vice President-elect Mike Pence is also scheduled to visit Congress. Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris is among those eager to take Obamacare apart.
Large parts of it can be repealed. We certainly can get rid of the government mandate to buy government mandate insurance, and that alone will bring down the cost of insurance policies to hundreds of millions of Americans.
And Harris said on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show that making insurance available across state lines would also bring costs down. The Republican-led House has once again denied D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton's request to be given the chance to vote on amendments and procedural issues. That means that D.C.'s lone representative in Congress will still only be able to cast votes in committees for now. Congress has the power to impose laws on the district or repeal existing measures. D.C. officials say they're a little concerned as the next session of Congress gets underway.
We were able to defeat bills, 8 of them, to wipe out our gun laws, for example.
16 other bills in the last session, Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says, would have wiped out other D.C. laws. She says they're on the hunt for more allies of district autonomy. Some come from unexpected places, too. Among them, then-Congressman Mike Pence and
Speaker Newt Gingrich, perhaps the speaker under whom we accomplish more than any speaker since I've been in the House.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says they're building relationships, but at the same time,
we're looking across all of our agencies to see what our particular vulnerabilities would be.
On Capitol Hill, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The national head of the NAACP and 5 others were arrested after staging a sit-in at the Alabama office of Senator Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump's choice for attorney general. The organization criticized Sessions' record and views on civil rights, immigration, criminal justice reform, and voting rights enforcement. The flu in Virginia is now said to be widespread, according to the state's Department of Health. But one official there says that term may sound worse than it is. Sarah Fenno, the state's influenza surveillance coordinator, tells the Richmond Times-Dispatch that widespread flu is actually pretty typical for this time of year. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,882. The Nasdaq at 54.29. Sports, the Caps beat Toronto in overtime. The Wizards lose in Dallas. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Snow, sleet, ice, freezing temperatures, or all of the above.
A winter weather advisory has been issued for the greater D.C. metro area.
Depend on the WMAL Storm Center on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Buy, sell, trade, shoot, consign, train. Valley Guns 2, that's the number 2.com.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple of our problem areas will start Maryland on I-95. If you're heading southbound, trying to get down toward the Beltway, it's the crash southbound. Before you get to the Beltway, two lanes are blocked. It's after the exit for 212, almost back to the ICC for those delays. Northbound side of 95, as you come off the Beltway, nothing blocked, and you're up at speed. No rubbernecking, no distraction. In Laurel, each direction, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just the volume. DC 295, the accident is going to be north of the Beltway. Head up toward the Naval Research Lab. DDOT crews tell me two lanes are blocked. And boy, I'm looking at delays off of each loop of the Beltway. So if you're coming out of Virginia, normally don't have a delay on the Wilson Bridge starting to back up. And that's all to go north on 295. Looking at some of the cameras, still seeing some foggy conditions around the region. Allow extra time. North on 95 in Newington, trying to get up to the Beltway. Report of a stalled tractor trailer. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, some patchy thick fog this morning. Temperatures will rise to the mid-50s and then slowly fall this afternoon with developing sunshine and a west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, 29 and clear. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39. Friday, for now, we're going mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. There may be a little bit of snow Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Alexandria, 45 in Kensington, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Charles Manson is reportedly in the hospital. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:06 on WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Tom Fitton for Judicial Watch will talk about the Office of Congressional Ethics and what the heck happened on Capitol Hill yesterday. What was that all about? And at 8:35, Megyn Kelly leaving Fox News to go over to NBC. We'll talk to Dylan Byers, who talked about media issues at CNN. He'll join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. We are joined today by Vince Colonnaise, the editor-in-chief of The Daily Caller, who gets to come back anytime he wants to come back as a guest host because he brought donuts this morning.
Well, that's really nice, and I'm three coffees deep, and I feel fantastic.
Yeah. Wait till you start hitting the five-hour energy drink. Those will be... joining us on the line right now is Morgan Wright, who's the senior fellow at the Center for Digital Government and a former executive at Cisco Alcatel, a man who knows a lot about cybersecurity issues. And we wanted to have him on because there is this continuing discussion, Mr. Wright, about the Russians hacking the election. Is there, in your mind, any evidence that the Russians were trying to hack the election?
Hey, good morning, Brian and Vince. Sorry I couldn't bring you donuts, but I do send my greetings. So, there's no evidence at all that they hacked. And we've got to be clear, too, because we're talking about two things. One is the election itself, where votes are counted, people are voted into office. The other thing is everything else that goes around it, all the emails, all the data breaches. So from a voting standpoint, absolutely not zero. Nobody said that. People are conflating these data breaches and these exposures of the emails and all the other information, conflating that with hacking the election. It wasn't. Now, did it influence the election? It sure did. It influenced the coverage. It influenced what candidates talked about. It influenced our response to it. I don't know if it changed a lot of votes or not, but it did have an impact. It did have influence. And that the question is as we go back to, that's the question of the day, who's really behind this?
Well,
there's no doubt that these activities had influence.
Well, I mean, Julian Assange has gone on record and said the emails that we got did not come from the Russians or any state party. Is that accurate for him to say that?
Well, it literally, it could be. You know, Brian, back in my days when I was a detective, I actually used to teach behavior analysis. I taught out at the NSA as well to these guys. And words mean things. That's like saying, I did not rob that bank with this gun. Really? Well, what about this bank with this other gun?
I mean, that was that's a specific denial. Now, could he have gotten the information from somebody who got it from the Russians, and he could legitimately say, no, I didn't get it from the Russians or the state actor? What he's saying is he didn't get it from them. We're not saying that it didn't originate from them. So I hate to parse words, but, you know, unfortunately, that's where we're at, is that we got to be very clear about what we're talking about, because we're confusing terms. And when we do that, people then get frustrated, and they say, well, I don't understand. Why can't we just figure this out?
Morgan, as you mentioned, Americans are sort of left with the impression that, especially by our government, that our election system may very well have been compromised. And you said that that the administration has been conflating compromising the actual election process with influencing the election. To what ends, though? Why? The election is over. Why would the administration spend so much time trying to convince people that the election system itself was rigged?
You know, I'm not a authorized political pundit, you know, as they say.
Who is, really?
I just claim the mantle, right? Yeah, so, you know, there are some issues. I mean, and that's why I think it gets into the politics. That's why I've been very concerned from the intelligence standpoint that we have politicized the process of intelligence. Intelligence is not meant to serve a political outcome or a political agenda. It's designed to serve policy outcomes. And so what I think has happened, I think people have agendas. I think they're trying to figure out, could it be, as what Assange says, is that they're trying to delegitimize Trump. They're trying to undercut it. Look, if you wanted to make the case that Russia was trying to help Donald Trump, then next election we should use the Russians to do our polling, because if they were the only ones that knew Donald Trump was going to win and they did all this, I think they did it actually the reverse. I think they did it to undercut Hillary Clinton. Had she been elected, she would have been on very weak footing. And the Russians, you have to understand the Russians, they play the long game. We're playing checkers, they're playing chess. And they were setting Hillary up for a lot of policy concessions, I think, and other things like that. And it was done through the deliberate act of exposing and doing these data breaches. So unless somebody's saying that the Russians had better polling information than we did, I don't think that was the outcome that they were trying to do.
Morgan, how have you assessed the reporting that's come out as this story has developed, both the notion that our elections have been influenced? We saw the Washington Post this week have to pull back a claim that a power grid was hacked. And a lot of it seems to be wrapped up in reporters just not having a good sense of what cybersecurity means. As a guy who does this for a living, how have you assessed the reporting?
Well, first of all, it's been off. I give you a quick example too, is that, look, when I was a detective, people said, I just got robbed. But what do you mean? Well, their house got burglarized.
They got burgled, yeah.
Yeah, burgled, not robbed, right? So what's happened is now you take this report, this joint analysis report that came out, 13 pages. I did the word count on it. It's about 3,900 words. Out of it, only 398 words actually dealt with the analysis of this. And it was all wrong. People were saying, well, they hacked. Well, not really hacked. Did they compromise an account? Was it a spear phishing attack? Or was it really an intrusion through a firewall, or like what the NSA used to do with their TAO group, which was find vulnerabilities in products, exploit those? There is a lot of difference. And I think what it is, it's just an education process. People still don't understand a lot about how the technology works or what it does, because it is. It's actually very complex. So they confuse terms.
What did that government report show you specifically? What were the takeaways, you think, from that report?
That whoever wrote that ought to be sent back to basic intelligence school, because that report was just a complete waste of time. The better thing would have been is to never do that report in the first place, and I'll tell you why. The Russians have a tactic of deny, 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 and then the public outrage comes up. Well, look, we need the information to prove it. So what do? We declassify information. We expose sources and methods so that we can settle the public outcry, so that we can prove the Russians wrong. And guess what the Russians get out of this? Nothing changes for them other than they get to know which countries we work with, where the information is coming out of, the intelligence, sources and methods. So no, I don't think we should have exposed this information, and they would have been better off not putting out this report, because now what it does, it undercuts the actual value of the intelligence that they might have behind this to say, no, we know Russia did it, we have high confidence, which you got to listen for words like that. That's a term of art. Same thing Comey used on North Korea to say we have high confidence. How do we know that? Because the NSA was actually in their networks. We just couldn't tell people
we
that.
We just can't say that. That's right. That's right. Julian Assange said this about John Podesta and how they were able to get information out of John Podesta's account. Here is his conversation with Sean Hannity.
As part of our policy of full disclosure, not interfering with the material, we published the several Podesta emails, which shows Podesta responding to a phishing email. Now, how did they respond? Podesta gave out that his password was the word password. his own staff said, this email that you've received This is totally legitimate. So this is something a 14-year-old kid, could have hacked Bethesda that way.
Doesn't sound like it was that sophisticated an attack.
We've been brought down by sticking our finger in the barrel of a cannon, and people go, oh, that won't work. Well, that's exactly what happened. It didn't work. And I'll tell you, Brian, this goes back to three fundamentals I keep preaching. Encrypt everything at motion or in rest. Have better passwords. I actually built a whole course around that. And use two-factor authentication or two-step verification. What that means is that's another level of security. I use Google accounts for everything that I do for business, all my email accounts, everything. I have two-factor on that. I have it on PayPal, you name it. Had John Podesta just done the basics, like he said, he got hacked by a 14-year-old kid. I mean, a 14-year-old, as Julian said, could have pulled this off. We are now brought down, and we had people potentially being in a position of policy around cybersecurity and intelligence that couldn't even secure an AOL account. It reminds me of when John Brennan's AOL account, that now if something speaks about security, yeah, it's having AOL and security in the same sentence, had his SF86 and all his information in an AOL account that was hacked by a 17-year-old teenager in Britain.
The word hack gives him a lot of credit. I feel like phishing doesn't really qualify as hacking.
Yeah. You're phishing, yeah. No, yeah, you're right. And again, there I go. See, I fell victim. You guys pulled me in. I fell victim.
Yeah, I know.
You're phishing.
We do that. I mean, we have that effect up here. Morgan Wright, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate you sharing your expertise this morning.
Ben, Brian, Vince, good morning.
It is 7:15, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a change for the better, Virginia 66. Go ahead, take westbound 66. Still have a little bit of lingering delays here, but the crash has been cleared. Westbound 66 at Nutley Street. So again, leaving the Beltway a little bit below speed, but it gets better because the crash has been cleared now. DC 295, not the case. Still with the accident near the Naval Research Lab, and I'm looking at delays off of each loop of the Beltway out of Maryland. For the Wilson Bridge backups, they begin just after Route 5, so before St. Barnabas Road, and then that heavy slowdown to merge to 295. And out of Virginia, delays begin on the Wilson Bridge. So that, too, is a little bit unexpected. For Maryland 95, still dealing with the crash southbound prior to the Beltway south of 212, 270 volume, and an Aspen Hill. Again, a heads up, Connecticut Avenue, a stretch of it closed just off of George Avenue over near the Kmart, have a tree down, so crews have been dealing with that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the forecast calls for a pretty nice day today once the fog and the clouds all burn off. A high of 54. It may be a bit breezy tonight. It'll dip down to 29 with clear skies. Tomorrow, maybe a little snow. You need to be weather aware. You might see some snow, although a lot of the models suggest most of the snow will go south of here. The high tomorrow will be 39. And by the way, once you get to tomorrow and tonight, you won't be out of the 30s through the weekend. It's going to be pretty cold through the weekend. And on Sunday night, temperatures will drip down to the upper teens. Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees. It is 7:17 on WMAL. It's time for Critter News here on WMAL, which, Vince, because you are a regular listener of the show, you know this is a certified fan favorite.
Indeed.
All right.
I'm well aware of this. Can't wait. Let's do it.
All right. So, listen, here's the thing. You're in Arlington, and you feel the call of nature, and you go to the bathroom, and you sit down, and you happen to glance down in the toilet bowl
beneath you. Oh, no.
And you find, and I'm not making this up, a 100-pound, 13-foot-long yellow anaconda.
What?
In the toilet bowl beneath you. Well, after you scream like a girl, and you jump up and run out of the room.
Snakes in a drain, I think that's what they call that.
That's exactly right. Well, you got to call the what? You got to call the animal control people.
Yes.
And the animal control people came out and relieved this woman of their snake. They have now named this 100-pound yellow anaconda Sir Hiss.
Well, you know what they say? If it's yellow, just let it mellow. Just let it sit there.
Stop.
You're not supposed to take it out.
No, you just so they came in and removed it, and they said, and this is a quote. I love this quote from the animal control people. No one likes to be surprised by a lost and confused snake in their toilet.
Rank that among great quotes in quote-giving history. That's fantastic. Now every bathroom needs reptile cleaner as well.
Yeah, listen, I'm telling you, this apparently happened in an apartment complex. So what happened is somebody else in the apartment complex had a yellow anaconda as a pet, and somehow it got away. And the people who own the snake did not, like, go around and say, I've lost my snake.
Yeah, that hissing is not a toilet leak. That's actually a snake.
I mean, don't you, if you lose a 100-pound anaconda in an apartment complex, don't you have sort of an obligation to alert your neighbors that, hey, I've got a 100-pound yellow anaconda that's gone missing. Be careful.
Yeah, people have enough trouble getting to and using the toilet in the middle of the night. I don't think adding a snake to the equation is going to make things any more fun.
I think somebody apparently, it may have been, they say that the snake may have been abandoned, or it may have been from another apartment and got into the plumbing system. But nonetheless, it was a scary situation for the poor person who trying to take care of business and run into a 13-foot anaconda.
Right, for the rest of her life, we'll constantly be looking for snakes. Snakes in every drain she interacts
with. That's right. You would never, ever enter the bathroom with the same mindset
never
after that,
again.
Would you? That's
no,
right.
You have post-traumatic snake disorder.
I just love that story. I can't imagine the reaction you would have if that were to happen. All right, here's another story. We have a sort of a very open interpretation of what critters are. We also include insects. Insects are critters.
Insects qualify as critters,
well,
for sure.
There's a question about this, but we tend to err on the side of just deciding that insects can be critters. Balmer, our friends to the north at the Charm City,
yes,
not so charming. According to a story that I have here from Baltimore Fishbowl, it is the number one city in the country when it comes to bed bugs.
Oh.
It is the most bed bug infested city in the country. It used to be that Chicago was, but Chicago has improved its bed bug situation, and they are now third in the nation.
Yeah, now they just have the murders to worry about.
Yeah, D.C., New York, and let's see, fell from third and jumped. Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, Detroit, and Philadelphia, other cities in the top 10. So Washington, D.C. is in the top 10 with bed bugs.
Lawyers, then bed bugs. I think that's the ranking system.
That's right. How do you get worse in a situation? Like, can't you? I mean, it seems like, you realize, okay, we've got bed bugs. We got to do something about
this. Yeah, forget Charm City. That's Swarm City. You don't want to be. You don't want to be a part of Baltimore if the promise of bed bugs is around every corner.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons not to go to Baltimore. Now I have one more.
Well, somebody's moving in.
Yeah, that's right. It's the bed bugs. I did not realize, and buried in this story, is the fact that Washington, D.C. has its own bed bug issues. We're in the top 10.
It's not just Ivanka that's moving here.
That's right. The bed bugs are coming as well. It is 7:23 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of you who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just one click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
They say good things come to those who wait. The way I see it, the only thing that comes to those who wait is a shovel and a bad back. Because if you, yes you, Paul Johnson, wait to buy a snowblower this winter, you might be left out. So take the leap now, Paul, and get yourself a snowblower from Lowe's. Right now, Troy-built snowblowers are just $5.49. That's $50 off, Paul. So let's start throwing snow with help from Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Offer valid through 1-9. Excludes all repair or reconditioning items.
It is now 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we've been a little bit busy, and now the problem is Braddock Road near Pleasant Valley Drive for the crash. So south of 50, definitely seeing that delay for everybody. So plan accordingly on Pleasant Valley Road. You're not used to those big delays. Again, heading up toward 50 Arlington Boulevard. Now let's get John to 66 through Manassas, Centerville, slow, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks toward the Beltway. Westbound, I've been talking about the crash near Nutley Street. It's now gone. It's just about easing out those delays. So still, as you come off the Beltway, do watch. We have some of that stop and go. On Virginia's 95, northbound, looks like the broken down tractor trailer in Newington over to the shoulder. Hard to see, though, in some of these cameras. Still with foggy conditions around the region, so take it easy. Maryland 95, we're also struggling. Delays now before you even get to the ICC exit, and that takes you to the crash prior to the Capitol Beltway. No problems to report on the Beltway, just that normal delay through College Park and Silver Spring, but tedious. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cold front pushes through this morning. It'll take the fog and the clouds away. The winds will go around the northwest and start gusting, and then developing sunshine. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s and slowly fall through the afternoon. Upper 20s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees, 7:26 on WMAL.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
There is nothing better than walking into your favorite neighborhood bar and people will call out your name and say, hey, how are you? Sit down. Haven't seen you in a while, you know? And that has always been the case with a bar here in our own little neighborhood where WMAL is located, Friendship Heights. There is a bar that has been sort of legendary media hangout over the years. Called, it used to be called Chadwick's. It's now called Chad's.
Right.
And it's right over here on Wisconsin Avenue, just up the street from Channel 5, where I worked for many years. I can't tell you how many times I've stopped at Chadwick's on the way home for a drink or to meet some friends. And the people from Channel 9 and Channel 4 sometimes would show up there. It was sort of the big media hangout. Well, apparently... used to be a number of Chadwicks here in town.
That's true.
And now they've broken them up and they've sold off some of them. And the Chads over here on Wisconsin Avenue now has brand new owners, and you might be surprised to know who they are. Maury Povich. Now, Maury...
Heard of that guy.
Maury used to be the anchor of the 10 o'clock news over at Channel 5 when I first came there in 1986. And no doubt spent a few hours at Chadwick's. Maybe before and after the show. Just saying. So he knows it well.
Right.
Tony Kornheiser, the sports writer, sports commentator, and Gary Williams, the former Maryland basketball coach, who I think used to be at American University and probably has frequented the place from time to time. They've all gone in together to buy Chad's, and they're going to change it, change the name of it, make some upgrades and do some things, but apparently they're going to make sure that Chad's continues to be an institution here in Friendship Heights.
Yeah, I think when you get some money, it's nice to be able to buy the thing you love, and they've done that. They've bought their restaurant. And I, by the way, the Washington Post did a write-up of this. You might not realize it. You did get a passing mention insofar as they said some of your favorite D.C. broadcasters have probably been there once or twice.
I can still walk. I haven't been there in ages, and I can walk in the door, and they'll still call me by name and pour my drink.
That sounds pretty nice.
It's amazing.
And by the way, Kornheiser has promised that he's going to be recording some of his podcasts there, and if there's any way that you would like to guarantee a studio audience, it's to feed them. So I think he's on the right track.
Or to give them alcohol. That's right. 7:29 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up in just a moment, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. It's all straight ahead, 7:30 in the nation's capital. It's time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Charles Colgan, the man who held office longer than any other Virginia state senator, has died at age 90. Colgan had been living at a hospice center. He just retired last January after 40 years in the Virginia Senate. President Obama makes a rare trip to Capitol Hill today to try and save Obamacare.
President Obama comes here with what hope there is he and Democrats can craft a message that will get the public to pressure Republicans to not toss out the Affordable Care Act without something similar to take its place. Vice President-elect Mike Pence will be here as well to meet with Republicans.
We'll focus on repealing and replacing Obamacare.
The Senate has started the repeal process with legislation, but even Republicans admit the replacement part could take years. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
President-elect Donald Trump is raising new doubts about the nation's intelligence community. Mr. Trump tweeted that an intelligence briefing on suspected Russian interference in the election had been delayed, but intelligence officials say there is no delay in the briefing schedule. The Republican-led House has once again said no to D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton's request to be allowed to vote with the full House on amendments and procedural issues. Instead, she'll continue to be able to vote only in committees. Maryland's public schools once ranked number one in the nation in a national ranking. Last year, though, they were ranked fourth, and this year, they have slipped to number five in the rankings put out by Education Week, behind Massachusetts, New Jersey, Vermont, and New Hampshire. A Maryland General Assembly committee has for now put the state's proposed fracking regulations on hold. The move prevents the state's environmental department from implementing the guidelines that were implementing the guidelines at least until the end of February. Some lawmakers are moving to ban fracking altogether in Maryland, and yesterday's committee move will give them time to potentially do just that. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19882, the Nasdaq at 5429. Sports: Alex Ovechkin scores 22 seconds into overtime to give the Caps a win over Toronto. The Wizards lose on the road again, falling to the Mavericks. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol or drugs, from drinking every day to taking prescription drugs without a prescription or using cocaine, opiates, or any other hard illegal drug, you need to know you're not alone. There are programs to help get your life back on track, and you don't have to hit rock bottom. Take 5 minutes to talk with someone that cares. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today at 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. When you call, a trained advisor will listen and make recommendations that will be in your best interest, from simple detox programs to 30-day inpatient programs. This is a completely confidential free service that won't judge. They listen and offer hope and help. The goal is to find the right program or facility that fits your situation, but you have to call. In addition, this hotline offers a better opportunity for success against relapse with their unique program facility matching service. Don't lose your life, career, or loved ones. Know your options. Call the Addiction Recovery Hotline today. 1-800-509-9233. 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. We're still talking about you. The latest problem is going to be trying to get into Centerville, eastbound 66. And you know it. You're sitting in that jam traffic to get past the rest area. Up ahead, though, police tell me that they have the incident to the shoulder. Now, even with that, we'll have the flashing lights and the distraction. Then, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward 123, where it's reported to have some large rolls of plastic along the roadway. So crews being sent to clear the debris. Everyone's swerving around there. So be very careful. Again, eastbound 66 before the beltway near 123. Braddock Road. It's been a tough trip here this morning. Eastbound Braddock Road, inbound Braddock Road, heading toward Pleasant Valley Road for the crash. It's after the intersection. Also north of Braddock Road, Pleasant Valley is very slow, heading up to 50 with an incident along the way. Aspen Hill still closed is a stretch of Connecticut Avenue just off of George Avenue. Tree down. Essentially, this is between Georgia and Belpre Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cold front pushes through this morning. It'll take the fog and the clouds away. The winds will go around the northwest and start gusting, and then developing sunshine. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s and slowly fall through the afternoon. Upper 20s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Springfield, 45 in Hyattsville, 44 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk coming up at 8:35 this morning. We'll be joined by Dylan Byers from CNN Media Analyst. There was a big media story yesterday. Megyn Kelly let it be known she is leaving the Fox News Channel after 12 years to head to NBC. And that's going to be an expensive proposition for NBC, apparently. What do you think about that? We'll talk to Dylan Byers and get his take on it at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. Today I'm joined by Vince Colonnaise, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller and a good friend of this program. Good morning again to you, Vince.
I'm always grateful to be here. Thank you.
Joining us now in studio, because, he lives in the neighborhood, Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Good to have you here.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you.
What was going on Capitol Hill yesterday? There's this thing called the Office of Congressional Ethics. And there was a move in the House rules that have to be passed before the Congress can actually start work to sort of shackle the operation of the House Office of Congressional Ethics. And then all of a sudden, Donald Trump got involved, the Speaker got involved, and it all got rolled back. But there for a while, it looked like at a time when we're talking about draining the swamp, Republicans were prepared to take away one office that is charged with the responsibility of overseeing ethics on
Capitol. They're going to turn off one of the sump pumps.
Yeah, it was an interesting way to begin draining the swamp, and
you know, Judicial Watch early on in 2006 and 7 and 8 had worked with Nancy Pelosi's office, the speaker at the time, to get an office like this put in place, which became the Office of Congressional Ethics in 2008.
Now, the idea here is that it acts as like a grand jury in a way. They look at facts and they make referrals to the Ethics Committee, correct?
That's right. And they don't even say someone did something wrong. They just look at the facts and they say, this is the information. There may be issues here. The Ethics Committee, which is comprised of House members, both evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, then choose whether or not to pursue it further. And the Ethics Committee, the Office of Congressional Ethics, is made up of staff, and obviously the board is appointed by the Speaker with the approval of the minority leader.
And if I could, the thing that apparently members didn't like about this is that they would make these recommendations, and the recommendations were known publicly, and therefore it put pressure on the House Ethics Committee to do something about it and to investigate it, even if perhaps the facts weren't all that solid. That's their claim.
Well, I'd be interested to know what the specifics of those complaints are. Members caught up in the process don't like being caught up in the process. They don't like the publicity associated with an ethics investigation. I understand why they don't like it, but it's not a reason to do this drive-by of this independent or quasi-independent office. If you wanted to reform it, then what you needed to do was to have a discussion, have debate, have hearings, and you really need to get the Democrats to sign in on this, because this is one of the few issues on the Hill where you do need both parties involved, because the ethics issues in the committees are run by the Democrats and Republicans jointly. It is not majority-minority on these ethics issues, and they didn't want to do that here, and the members thought they could just power it through. And I knew there was going to be trouble because I started tweeting the night it happened, Monday night. And when you see the New York Times quoting your own tweets, you know the media is very interested in this. And it was an opportunity, obviously, for partisan media to go after the Republicans. But I think even Donald Trump saw this as a political loser and something that was the wrong thing to do.
Well, and Tom, making the case, if you're a congressman who doesn't like the Office of Congressional Ethics, of which there are from people from both sides of the aisle, as you said, wasn't made, and especially it wasn't made to the public, right? I mean, if you're going to decide that you're going to get rid of oversight specifically of members of Congress, they're beholden to the public, and now the public had no involvement in this process, and they almost actually got rid of this office entirely.
You know, prior to the Office of Congressional Ethics being installed, you know how many disciplinary proceedings or actions have been taken by the House Ethics Committee in the 10 years prior? I think about 10. Afterwards, it's been dozens. So members don't like it. I think most of the disciplinary actions have been against Democrats. Prior to the Republicans complaining about this today or this past week, I recall the Congressional Black Caucus was terribly unhappy with it because its members were caught up in it. And they tried to gut it back in 2012 or 2010 because they didn't like, oh my gosh, we got this new ethics investigation committee going on, and it's getting up all the Congressional Black Caucus members in its grips.
How do you assess the current state of congressional oversight? This is an obvious move to restrict it. Do you think it's in a good place now, or do you think it should be even further expanded?
I think it needs to be strengthened because right now the House Ethics Committee doesn't like the Office of Congressional Ethics because it puts pressure on it, and there's been a kind of a power play between the two entities, even though it's designed to serve the House Ethics Committee. The House Ethics Committee has tried to shut down an investigation or two of the Office of Congressional Ethics, and they've said no. And they've tried to stop them from publicizing things, and they said no. So this is this does not make the Republicans look good. And if there's an argument to be had for reforming the Office of Congressional Ethics, I haven't heard anything terribly persuasive yet.
And I saw a lot of people Democrats, instantly try and tie this into the incoming Trump administration, saying, see, this is what Trump's bringing to Washington. And I think Trump made a wise move, and I think you do, Tom, that getting out in front of this thing and saying, hey, what are you doing? There's so much other stuff to be focused on right now.
You know, President Trump, and I know that Congress doesn't like Trump commenting on things like this. I'm sure they were kind of ticked off that he called him out on it. But, you know, even though Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid passed Obamacare, it's called Obamacare, not Obama Pelosi Reid Care.
Yeah.
Everything Congress does is going to be Trump's problem or success to explain. or defend. So that's the reality politically, the way people watch Washington.
Well, the optics of the thing were just horrible. I mean, here you have an election where people said that we want a president to come in and drain the swamp. And on the first day of the 115th Congress, they try to push through a rule that does away with oversight of Congress, which is something that most people think is desperately needed. It was just a self-inflicted wound. Do you have some fear that they're going to try to backdoor this thing?
I think they want to destroy the Office of Congressional Ethics, for sure, and Democrats would be happy to see it go as well. You know, it seems to me they were burned significantly by this effort yesterday. I don't think they'll go back to the pot, but we'll see. When you're talking about members being subject to ethics investigations and having to dole out money to pay for lawyers and things like that, that's a great motivator. You know, the destruction of the country through big taxes, inflammatory regulations, and lack of the rule of law, that's secondary to a lot of House members. But taking care of their own business and protecting themselves, that's always a priority. So I don't want to dismiss it, but I doubt it's going to go forward.
We just went through an election that was a referendum on this nonsense. That was specifically generated energy behind Donald Trump for one of several reasons, but one was the drain the swamp ethos. And these members of Congress, specifically in this case Republicans, decided they were going to pursue something that was going to undermine holding them accountable. What's the message to Republicans? And do you think these members of Congress can keep acting in this way and trying to slip these changes through in a way that prevents the actual drainage of the swamp from occurring?
I mean, it shows that Republicans are relatively oblivious, and I think most of the politicians are, to the fact that corruption is a major issue for the American voter. Donald Trump won office in part because of that, and this is a reminder that it's still important. For all the media all the media noise yesterday, nothing would have happened if people weren't calling the offices.
You're exactly right. Well, it's good to have you with us, Tom. Always a pleasure for you to drop by. Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch. We'll hopefully see you more and more in the coming year.
Thanks, Brian.
Keep draining that swamp, Tom.
Happy New Year.
7:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, in some areas slower than normal for the rush hour. Let's start DC 295 as you leave the Beltway northbound. That's where we had the crash up ahead near the Naval Research Lab. DDOT and crews tell me everything out of the travel lanes. Nonetheless, though, I'm still looking at delays off of the Beltway as you come out of Alexandria, across the Wilson Bridge, and then also the delays from Maryland toward DC 295 exit begins before you get to St. Barnabas Road. On I-95 southbound, as you try to get down to the Beltway, Maryland commute, there's the crash south of 212, also out of the travel lanes, with big delays out of Laurel. If you use the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you have stop and go through Laurel between 32 and 197. So those options below speed. Also, Aspen Hill, Connecticut Avenue, just off of Georgia Avenue. That's going to be closed each direction over toward Belpre Road with a tree down. And Virginia on 66 in Centerville, crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mid-50s probably occurring in the first half of the day. Clouds and some patchy thick fog in spots this morning. And this afternoon, developing sunshine with a gusty west-northwesterly wind. Tonight, clear 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 39. On Friday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. You know, the Twitter machine is a fascinating place. There are all kinds of things that happen out on the Twitter machine that amuse and entertain and inform. But because of this, corporations have taken to Twitter to talk about their products from time to time. Such was the case with Wendy's. You know, Wendy's, they make hamburgers. And pretty good hamburgers, I would say. I love going to Wendy's now and then, eating one of them big old hamburgers, a double, you know, they're square. The patties are square.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well aware.
they tweeted out on the 30th of December, just, you know, a little line to promote their product. Our beef is way too cool to ever be frozen. And that began an interaction that we found quite amusing between Wendy's and a person who identifies him or herself as Thuggy D. So here, for your entertainment value, our account of that conversation. I will portray the corporate voice of Wendy's.
Obviously.
And you, Vince, will portray the voice of Thuggy D.
As the guest, I get to be Thuggy D. This makes sense.
So I'll start again. Our beef is way too cool to ever be frozen.
Your beef is frozen, and we all know it. Y'all know we laugh at your slogan, fresh, never frozen, right? Like, you're really a joke.
Sorry to hear you think that, but you're wrong. We've only ever used fresh beef since we were founded in 1969.
Oh, so you deliver it raw on a hot truck.
Where do you store cold things that aren't frozen?
Y'all should give up. McDonald's got you guys beat with that dope breakfast.
You don't have to bring them into this just because you forgot refrigerators existed for a second there.
And it's at that moment that Thuggy D deleted his Twitter account.
He was completely owned by
the people. That's how you know you've obliterated someone, when they completely deactivate their Twitter account.
Apparently, the fans of Wendy, there are thousands and thousands of them, and apparently they all took to giving Thuggy D a hard time.
By the way, can more PR professionals please spend time just getting aggressive about their products instead of clinically using the most boring language ever to explain them?
And that's what I love about this, is that they didn't just let it sit. And that they engaged with the guy and then sort of shamed him about his claim.
They have a Donald Trump-level desire to rise to every challenge.
This is what Twitter has become right now. Twitter has become so incredibly... There were some not long ago who said, Twitter, that's old hat. Nobody does Twitter anymore. I disagree. I think Twitter has become the most powerful social media platform out there, and Donald Trump proves it. Every time he tweets... As somebody said, Sean Spicer said the other day, things actually happen. Yesterday, he tweets about this Office of Congressional Ethics, and all of a sudden, everybody on Capitol Hill gets in line and said, that looks dumb. We better stop that. Everybody got in line.
Right.
He does have an impact, and he has the ability to go directly to some 13 million people who follow him on Twitter.
And that didn't take a politically focused, grouped, massaged process to figure out, what's our message going to be?
Yeah.
Trump said, you know what? I'm going to nip this thing in the butt. I'm going to use Twitter.
That's right. It's a pretty impressive thing. And congratulations to Wendy's for getting Thuggy D and putting him in line. Don't be messing with my big burgers.
I get myself a Frosty now.
I want one. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to the experts with over 10 years' experience getting results. Visit ReputationDefender.com to get a free no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To get started for free or to learn more, visit Reputation Defender on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
There it is. The sound you've been waiting for all week. During the endless commutes and double shifts, part of your mind is always here. Saturday morning, working on the old pickup. Advance Auto Parts understands this itch. It's why we created Speed Perks, the best and simplest rewards program out there. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase of $50 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Sign up in-store or advanceautoparts.com. See store for details.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
This New Year's, make the resolution to earn your degree and build a better future. Our 90-plus programs and specializations can help build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Spring classes start soon. For a resolution worth keeping, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
It is now 7:53 on WMAO. Time to see what's going on with your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Landon Dowdy.
Good morning. Dow 20,000 in focus again on Wall Street following Tuesday's stock market rally and gains overnight in Asia and right now in Europe. Today, trading will likely be driven by two things: minutes from the Federal Reserve's December policy meeting and U.S. auto sales. Automakers release December and full year 2016 sales data, and experts say the industry is on pace to notch another record year. The forecast is for 17.5 million vehicles sold, just edging past 2015's record number and making the seventh straight year of growth. Meantime, shares of Tesla are lower in pre-market trading after the luxury electric automaker missed its 2016 sales goal of delivering 80,000 vehicles, citing some, quote, production challenges. And worldwide shipments of personal computers, tablets, and smartphones this year are expected to be unchanged from 2016's levels, which were pretty strong, 2.3 billion gadgets. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
7:55 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's do this. 95 southbound, the crash prior to the Beltway out of the travel lanes. But boy, it's given us big delays. So extra time needed coming out of Laurel down toward the Capitol Beltway. In the Aspen Hill area, open is George Avenue at Connecticut Avenue, but just off of George Avenue, Connecticut closed over toward Belpre with a tree down crossing the roadway there. Let's go Virginia, 95 North Newington, the broken down tractor trailer over to the shoulder. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, heavy each direction, all to go north on 295 to the crash near the Naval Research Lab. Change for the better, it's out of the travel lanes. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cold front pushes through this morning. It'll take the fog and the clouds away. The winds will go around the northwest and start gusting and then developing sunshine. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s and slowly fall through the afternoon. Upper 20s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 7:57.
Do you really care about your family? I do. I'm attorney Mike Collins, and I want to help your loved ones save time, taxes, money, and stress down the road. Come to my two-hour seminar, and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family where it belongs with our innovative Reservoir Trust. I'll be in Springfield on January 10th and in Gaithersburg on the 12th. Tuition is free. Look for your invitation in the mail and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaid.com. Doctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, and just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Coming up in just a moment, Donald Trump takes to Twitter to take on GM, and GM responds. Also, big news from Ford that the president-elect no doubt likes. We'll also talk about the move of Megyn Kelly from Fox to NBC. We'll talk with Dylan Byers from CNN. It's all coming up in the next hour.